large black stone. I think it's almost three stories high. It's called the Kaaba. And that black stone is the stone upon which Abraham tied his son Yishmael for the Akedah. So the Akedah did not take place on the mountain of Moriah in Jerusalem. It took place in Mecca. And it did not take place with Isaac. It took place with Yishmael. And that it became, therefore, the holiest place in Islam, because it is the object that ties the Muslim back to his father Abraham. And he therefore also proclaimed that every Muslim has to visit Mecca and make a certain amount of revolutions around the stone and purify himself at that spot. Every Muslim has to do that at least once in his lifetime. That's an obligation. Now, if you'll figure in today's world, where we're talking about Muslim men, women are almost non-existent in the Muslim world. Muslim men. So if you're talking about 600 million people, so let's say 300 million people, let's say 100 million people, so every year there's 10 million people. I mean, Saudi, the charter business that Saudi Arabia has flying people into Mecca is the largest charter business in the world. And the airport tax and the entry tax and all the you can run a good business on this alone, and there are millions and millions and millions of pilgrims who go every year to Mecca. And one of the nice things about Mecca is that no foreigner is allowed in. No infidel, no non-Muslim is allowed into the holy city on the pain of death. And that is respected until today. The National Geographic had an article and a series of pictures within the last few years on Islam, but that was taken by an Arab reporter and a Muslim editor who went. And even then it was taken clandestinely. But there they have pictures of the Kaaba and of the what it looks like, etc. The Grand Mosque of Mecca. Now, in order to further strengthen the Muslim religion, so he adopted Jesus as a prophet. He said Jesus also a prophet. And large sections of the sayings of the New Testament are quoted in the Quran, verbatim. Apparently that was an attempt to appeal to the Christians. He also was determined to make certain that that there would be no democracy involved in the matter. Because by being the prophet, everything that he said was holy. Everything that he said was right. There were no room for dissent. And those who did dissent, and there were some, either were driven from the camp or were put to death. And it was his violence grew so that it almost knew no bounds. His rage, his frustrations. It grew with his success, interestingly enough, not with his failures.